Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Twitter is becoming a major player in geopolitical events in our world. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Twitter, the short messaging website, has moved onto the world stage as a major player in geopolitical events and is being used as a means to spread late-breaking news to the world, as well as becoming a diplomatic tool and a source for gathering intelligence information. In the recent riots in Tehran, demonstrators used Twitter when the world media was barred from making reports from the scene. Israeli diplomats say that Twitter has revolutionized Israeli diplomacy. However, Israeli intel agents fear that Twitter or Facebook may be used by enemies of the Jewish state to extract information from unsuspecting military personnel and pass it along to Israel's enemies. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Twitter, Facebook, and any other short messaging websites are today becoming major players in geopolitical events, but will also be significant in future events. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. During the mass demonstrations protesting the Iranian elections, Twitter became the major source of news coming out of Iran. In fact, Twitter is also an important tool in diplomacy, as Israeli diplomats have learned. It is a tool that can help change world opinion and do that in a hurry. The speed of communications will play a key role in the end times, according to Bible prophecy. Revelation 18 explains the last 3.5 years of the tribulation, that 7-year time of intense judgment on the earth and earth dwellers. The passage explains that the international headquarters for a one-world leader, the Antichrist, will be in Iraq, biblical Babylon, and they will need instant communications to control the buying and selling of everything. Revelation 13, verses 15 and 16, reveals that during this time, everyone on earth will have an identification mark in order to be able to buy or sell. Though Christians will not have to worry about this time, those remaining on earth after the rapture, when Christians leave this world, those remaining will be faced with this scenario. Indeed, Twitter and Facebook are preparing the world for this prophetic scenario to be played out. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...